For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus, the bulbous walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go. Is it going on?
I think it's ready now.
Oh, you're doing the balancing.
Mm-hmm.
Looks fine, eh?
It looks fine.
Perfecto.
Looks good.
All right, cool. Let's record.
Are we ready?
Yes. Cool.
Whoop.
Yes. The number one vendor thought he's back.
All by himself.
This is my band. The Mopenas are bad.
The Mopenas are bad.
Oh, it's good, it's good. Welcome to the New York band. Hey, I used to love this song. This song is the one. Too cool, though. My gosh. Mopena, are you okay, dude?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's up?
Hey. You look a bit somber today. You're right.
No, I'm cool.
You look like you're hiding.
No, I'm not hiding. I was just going through some
stuff. Are you scared that you're going to be found?
I'm all over the country.
Hey, Muno, we thought you did your last show, Muno. What happened?
And then?
No, I just came to visit. That's all. Had some time to kill today, luckily.
Oh.
So I was like, why not?
Oh, let me really?
Just help these people out.
Oh.
So you don't have an impasse with your employers?
No, but like work wise, I don't have anything that is holding me today now.
Oh.
Okay.
So
long may it continue.
Let's trust that you'll never be held.
Christmas is not every day. So, none such happening.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're relieved to see you.
Consal Marasin.
Hey, because last week, hey. My phone was, everybody was blowing up my phone.
You know, the comment sections, it was tough. Hey.
You'd
I was
swear Leonce was dead.
I'm trying to say some messed up stuff, but like, if that were to be the case, then what?
Then what? What do you
then
mean?
What?
No, like you said you'd swear somebody was dead, but I'm saying if that were to be the case, then what?
No, you're just quitting. You're not dying.
You're dead. What else can we do?
Exactly. I quit. What else can you do?
These
things happen, Muna. You just live and let live.
Hey,
you
so know? Many people were calling me, bro, checking up on me and checking up on Leonce. What's going on?
Because people were saying you were crying, you know. You looked very emotional.
Oh, didn't you show on your laptop today?
No. There's something. I'm like, you see, the reason why I'm able to be here today is because I can multitask.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, that's why.
Okay. Hey. It's throwing me off a bit because I don't know what's going on.
Hey. Don't worry.
Oh, you're right. AK, you're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey,
you don't
sure?
look right.
Hey.
Not today. Who's this?
Who's who?
This is my Ben. I don't know this.
Anyway, as
Len,
we move along.
Your channel did not work. Maybe that's why you're here.
My what?
How many views did you get? Maybe that's why he's here. Huh, Len, tell us.
His body is here.
Teach us, yeah.
His mind is not
you
here.
Know? Maybe he's recording us separately for his channel.
Behind the scenes.
You know?
Nah, I'm not on that.
Men in the making.
I'm not on that Robert Marawa tip.
Hey.
Oh, shit, did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not on that tip.
Oh, maybe you've got Len TV. Len Malok.
Dude, I saw that. That's crazy, dude. For those who don't know, Robert started his own YouTube channel.
I know.
Does he say that?
It's the Marawa TV, hey?
Yeah.
And within a day, he got more subscribers than we have in a year.
Wow. Yeah. Nick.
Yeah.
Well, it clearly shows who people love.
You know?
I dropped you.
So imagine.
I think it's because we gave him the idea. I think this is why. We gave him the idea.
No, but it's Rob. Rob is huge. You know, there's some people that are national treasures.
Yeah,
Rob is one of them. Fresh is one of them.
So you mean Fresh is also going to start his own YouTube channel?
No, we said he can come here. There's space.
on this very couch. Right here. There's space.
If you are successful, then he can take over you.
Well, pretty much if I get 100 views.
You know.
Where were you when you heard the Fresh story?
Which one? There's so many elements to it.
The one that he's been fired.
So I was there when Cizwe asked him to be on his show in the morning.
Shit. Sorry. Hey, guys. Hey, before we even start the show, man, big shout out to everybody, and I mean everyone, that brought us a coffee. We have 23 coffees.
Oh, yeah.
23 coffees.
Guys.
I gotta say everybody's name, man. Man, this is incredible.
Name them.
Busani was the first one, remember, from the UK.
Yes.
And then we've got Tingo, we've got Zoe Makocho, we've got Q, Trotro Kwame, Rufuno Nemutambu Mvuni.
You stumbled across the vendor name.
Wow. Like, and it's, you're doing so well.
Wow.
I'm a true big vendor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are watered down.
Yeah. Pano Muko Do Banwe. Fatima Lenz, podcast wife. Onken Teta brought us three coffees. Hato Canelo brought us one coffee. Lerato Matlabane brought us five coffees.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yeah.
Got a nice dose of caffeine.
Yeah. Maybe you need some coffee. Eh?
You know,
we've just got 22, 23.
You know?
So, if you want to buy some coffee, follow the link there below in our description. And yeah, you two can buy us a coffee as well. I was shocked because they just keep coming.
They keep coming. Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Big ups to everybody for buying coffees.
Big ups.
I think it's because people want Len to stay. So they thought if they buy coffee, they would be able to pay him.
Exactly, to stay.
Y'all can afford me.
Len. How they talk,
eh? Y'all can afford.
Len is gonna drop us.
For now, y'all can afford me.
One day we'll get those Robert Marawa numbers.
You know?
Those numbers are crazy, dude.
Yo.
But is he getting coffees?
No.
You see?
No, maybe he's giving coffee to his subscribers, you know?
Oh, yeah, there's also that. So if he had to leave his channel, it's dead.
Over.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't have a Leon's in it. I haven't seen the channel. What happens on the channel?
I've not seen it.
Ah, he interviews people. It's like.
So he's recorded already, even?
Yeah, he's got like six videos or eight, somewhere there.
So it's like Podcast and Chill, the Celeb Edition, but on steroids.
Not really steroids. I haven't seen it pumping
steroids.
Is it steroids.
Only like.
It's Robert Marawa. He's there. He
is it only sports affiliated?
Yes,
people.
It's only sports.
All right.
And the people who are there, like, interviews are like 7 minutes, 11 minutes.
Oh.
There's like one, like 15 snippets. Minutes. It's like snippets, yeah. So maybe the day will come once the Africa Cup of Nations is done. Maybe a day will come when he's going to do.
Focus on
like and, yeah.
And do content that's like an hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Nice.
Who do you think would have more subscribers, Fresh or Mara?
It will be Fresh. Primarily because Fresh will cover everything that's everything.
Yeah.
Marawa is solely focused on sports and not a
lot
of people.
Sports is bigger than sports is worldwide and everybody knows Marawa. Like, doesn't he do some stuff for Sky Sports?
Yeah, granted, but it does not mean. The thing is, somebody's not going to sit for an hour, 30 minutes to listen to somebody speak about
sports, literally.
I do all the time.
Yes,
yeah, but it's
you're
guys.
A sports head.
But women on the other hand, you're going to lose
so
that following.
Now, if you go. And
we might just watch for the eye candy and then afterwards like, okay, enough of these guys can't talk, you know?
Exactly. So if you go, you can't sit down and watch like a sports channel
hour, 30 Do you know how many people watch the World Cup, for example?
Yes, the actual game.
The game
Marawa
itself.
is not there playing soccer and commentating.
But all those people, I mean, it's like 10 billion, right?
Roughly there.
That's his target market.
Yeah, but not even 1% of that would want to sit and watch a full sport.
But you never know.
See,
you never know, Len.
Marawa, no, guys. If that was the case, then Thursday Night Live with Marawa, Soccer 411, all these sports shows and whatever would be clocking the highest numbers in the country. And that was on a platform that was freely available. And I'm talking about radio. I'm talking about the SABC. I'm talking about DSTV
to
a
data.
Degree. Mm. Whereby
you've got to touch the nerve. You're right there.
Yo. you're trying.
Want some coffee?
The way he's breaking it down is like his channel was really not successful, so he really knows these numbers. Like, guys, I'm talking from experience here.
So that's the case. Like,
yeah,
if we look at the biggest people with the biggest followers on Twitter, for instance, in this country,
yes,
it's not sportsmen.
You got a point.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
Fresh is up there in the top 10 of yeah. most followed people.
Yes, I think your girl is number one.
Bonang.
Yeah.
What? Okay, we got a sip. We always mention it every episode.
But
I fail.
Your girl, bitch. Your girl,
bitch. She's still in room 5501.
Okay. Oh, you there know.
What room is that?
Oh, she tweeted and said, party in my room 5501.
Oh, that you lie.
Yes.
Hey, how was your July? Kunja, you were working.
I was working, so not really much to tell. Oh, and big ups to, is it Andy Sa or Andy Swa? I must just remember the name. I met up with her at Gravel, and she was like, no, you must come back to the podcast. Why are you leaving? Wara, wara, wara. I'm like, ish, these things happen. And big up to who else? To Kay. Forgot her full name, but I'll remember it.
But what are we going to do to have you back full time?
Yeah.
Like, is there anything? How many coffees must we get?
No, yeah. we must just start making money, bruh. So that I can fully focus and yes, and be here.
Put out a statement.
Press release.
Hey, guys. Kind so we have learned on borrowed time. Hey?
For a change, you'll be sending someone an SMS.
You know?
Andes. Imagine somebody resigns like that. That'd be sick, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Chilling there on your bed like Andes.
Oh, we look yes. forward to that day.
So yeah, do with it as you will. Yeah, big ups to those people that that I met at the July.
So you were not at the July; you were at work, bro.
You're working.
It could have been anywhere in the world; you wouldn't have felt it.
Basically.
Yeah. Hey, because I had fun. Eh? I enjoyed this.
Where
July.
Were you? Hey, hey, hey. Yo.
I've never drank so much shampoo in my life.
The other lady I'm talking about is Kay Masanabo. There we go. She was looking.
I was rocking
beautiful.
With Slay Queens, bro.
Oh, is it? Okay, hello to Kay as well.
My weekend was a movie, dog. I felt like a superstar.
Are you serious? Yo, did everyone recognize you?
Nah, not even.
No one even said,
so
hey.
So I was doing the most, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, a couple of people recognized me from the podcast.
Okay.
Like I met my E going that side.
Mm-hmm.
Which side?
To Durban. Actually, when we were coming back.
Oh, so my E is a subscriber?
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, okay.
Julius Malema, I met him what's his club, man? The club was at Rich.
And he had recognized you.
Yeah, so he was like, he's watched not the whole show, but mm-hmm. like snippets.
Okay.
And he really likes what we're doing.
Oh,
he
nice.
He thinks it's revolutionary.
Big hey. Ups.
Yay! And Julius doing it.
Yeah, he's a
so we got a co-sign from
you.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah, and he said we must schedule an interview with him. But I was like, what? Julius Malema's watching this shit?
Oh, I was with Bontle Modisele as well. She's watched a couple of she loves the podcast.
Oh, nice.
And she wants to come on as well.
Is
oh.
it?
Mm.
Nice.
Mm.
So we've got episodes for days.
Yeah. So you see, you
so
don't
guys,
need me.
Stick
chief.
Around.
Yeah.
Len, stick
but anyway, I know my Durban July. Because normally what happens, né,
mm-hmm.
is when I go to Durban July, or any gig for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I just go there, play, get my money, and I fuck off.
Yeah.
But now I was like on the receiving end, you know, I had to stand in the line, mm-hmm. pay entrance fee.
It's called a queue.
It's called a queue.
And I just, you know, experienced
the whole
clubbing
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It was dope, but I'm getting old as fuck.
Oh.
I didn't even go to one party.
Oh, I went to so many dudes.
Oh, I left on Friday in the morning.
Uh-huh. So you guys didn't even hook up?
We met briefly
at Boomtown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, outside Boomtown.
Yes.
Let's just get it right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I...
What, make sure you're still in your feelings. Like, nah, dog, you can't
I was working. No, I literally did not have time.
I had a crew, man. I had an entourage. Bro.
Yo.
I was rolling with an entourage.
Wow.
I was like five of them.
Yo.
but
five
McGs.
But one thing I noticed, first and foremost, lessons learned from the July.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa's got beautiful women.
Yo.
Oh. Oh.
Actually, I went to the all-white party.
Wait. Can we just take a moment and within ourselves inside, just say thank you, God.
Yes. The women of South Africa.
Hey!
Thank you, girls. Thank you, girls. You're representing.
And when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
They show up
to the all white party, bro.
Yo.
But you see, all white cool, all white is dope and concept sharp. But you see the diversity and the creativity in the fashion that was displayed at the July.
Oh.
More so above because the theme was African. Mm. My goodness.
Hey.
You saw some killer. Dude,
I saw so many hot girls. I got confused,
is
man.
Is it? So, tell me who are the slay queens you were like rolling with.
Oh, no. So a friend of mine, because like I wasn't planning on going to the July.
Okay.
And then my woman was working there. Mm-hmm. Lane was working there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fuck it. What am I going to stay in Joburg and do? Might as well. So this friend of mine, and he said, let's come through. He's like, he was rolling in money.
Oh, wow. Weekend.
So okay. He's like, it's on me. I'm like, cool. I'm not going to say no.
yeah.
Did he buy you alcohol?
Yeah, the whole weekend, bro.
Of course.
Did he buy you a coffee?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to ascertain what this level of friendship.
This thing was popping bottles. I've never drank so much champagne in my life, dude.
Mm.
And then we went to...
You felt like a slay queen yourself.
Yeah. Hey, I felt like a slay queen.
Because you had a blesser.
You know. And then now we went to some restaurant
by Gateway, man, next to Tasha's. Premier.
Oh, Premier.
That's
yeah.
When we met the slay queens.
Ah.
And then we started vibing. Okay. And then another guy came, man. Apparently, this guy's like rich. He's like filthy rich.
Yeah.
So you were just attracting. Sam, the guy with the convoy.
He's Gimeli. His name starts with J. I mean, Gimeli or Gimini.
Does he own the Gimeli, the restaurant?
No. Mm. It's Gimeli or something. But he brought his whole fleet of cars.
Oh, wow.
But that's Sam Holdings. The one from Mpumalanga.
That's another one.
Oh. From KZN.
No, he looks foreign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's
Yeah.
He's got money for days.
Okay. No, Sam's got money for days.
No, I think this one is.
No. Sam.
I think my place is better than yours.
Yo.
No, actually. My blesser is listed on the JSE, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah, but one thing I learned, man. In this day and age, if you ain't got money as a nigga, you ain't shit. If you ain't got money, you ain't shit.
I beg to differ.
Len.
Okay, let's look at the level of when you say if you ain't got money, you ain't shit.
Mm.
When we speak about what do you classify as having money?
So, for example, and this is why I'm starting to like slay queens. I actually love them because you know what you're getting into, you know. And they're straight and
they're straightforward.
Yeah, they tell you if I'm not a baby.
They
don't fuck around. They don't play games.
You know,
yo, Zulu has improved over a weekend. Wow.
Now you know a word. My mama said you do not speak such words, girl.
So this, what they've been saying the whole time, is true. The best way to learn a language is on a pillow. But anyway,
hey. Come with your funny stuff.
You
here.
Know.
I'm just saying.
No, I know, because the whole weekend I was saying, I'm so peeping can. So where am I? So we're at the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
This nigga. So, hey, whatever, whether in the club or restaurant, whatever table you got, how many bottles matters?
Yeah.
Like what you got on your table matters.
Yeah.
So this guy ordered like 6 bottles.
That's like your decor.
Yeah.
You know?
Or whatever it is.
Apparently people also sort of like rent bottles just to have them stay there.
Yes.
And they drink other things, but the bottles stay there.
Yeah. Those are
optics.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you get those people that didn't get the memo.
They just come and open.
Yo.
Imagine somebody comes and opens a Johnny Walker Blue that you rented.
Yes.
Fuck, bruh.
Yo, and there's bottles etiquette, eh? Mm. Like, bottles are like a currency, dude.
If I buy, nobody on the table is allowed to open until I have my first drink.
Yes.
That's one of the ones that I've heard.
Okay.
Yes.
I read one where if it's a group of homies, right, that are chilling, you are not to go solicit slay queens, bring them to the table, and they drink off of the bottles that I bought. Because we're not there hunting there. It's not hunting season. We're there as niggas. We want to chill and just
appreciate looking at, at women. Don't bring them to the table and now they start drinking. Those are the two that I've heard. I don't know which ones you're going to add to that.
I'm saying there's bottles politics.
Yes. Just like when do you know there's even food politics at Bri's, whereby if like we're Bri-ing and then let's say we come as couples type of thing, and there's like maybe other people who come there as singles.
Yeah.
No random chick is supposed to dish up for you. Those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. So what I notice is that with the bottles, there's certain type of people who. It's crazy, dude. I was just chilling watching all this. It's like a movie, bro. But like, there's certain people that will come and chill with you because you have bottles,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll drink all your bottles. And then when they're done, they move to the next table.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Sponge.
Yo,
there was a guy, he came.
Uh-huh.
Chicks did it as well. There were these girls, this guy bought bottles. These girls, I've never seen them. They came, chilled with us, and then some of the bottles finished, and then they went to the next table.
Because you are of no use to them, like you said. You know? That's how they operate.
Hey, I was watching all of this. It's so interesting, dude. The shit that happens, bro. It's crazy. But if you ain't got money, you're in shit, dog.
Yeah.
But you still have not answered my question.
What?
I asked you, when you speak about money, how do you class it? At what point do you not have money?
That's what I'm saying. The reason why these snake queens ended where up you chilling are. With us is because that guy bought bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw, oh, okay, cool, these guys. And they check out who's the Muregi and who's the driver.
Yeah.
And who's so the ice whole weekend, and who's the ice boy.
Yeah, so the whole weekend I was the driver and the ice boy.
At least you had two jobs. Not too bad.
You speak to the girl who's not really, who's no one is interested in.
Oh, so when now you are kind of king, you take one for the team, basically.
Yeah.
My suck.
And then that's why they ended up chilling with us.
Yeah.
And then it was a party the whole night from there. But they were so cool, man. Cool chicks.
Surprisingly, I was on a table that had bottles for days.
Mm.
But like...
You never even drank.
Were you in the club?
Huh? I was at the VVIP inside Boomtown. I was like sitting across from Somizi and her and oh his Afbob tent.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Heck, you know. It was just my Afbob.
He literally dressed to kill.
And then you could say, because
the funny thing about it, sorry to interrupt you, ne? So when Somizi was coming into Boomtown with that tent. Of a dress.
Mm. With six bodyguards or carriers.
I was literally, because I was there, because I had just come from...
Pallbearers.
They were literally pallbearers, yes. They were pallbearers, yes. I was coming from, I don't know if you saw the Vodacom, what do you call it, pyramid structure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was coming from there going to Boomtown, because I was frequenting both areas. Freaking covered 15 kilometers of walking on Saturday. But anyway, keep looking at that. But I see people, I'm like, what's going on? Like, he literally probably took like 100 meters worth of space, one man. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, some gaga, I know like you are alive. Marla, hi.
So, oh, man. You can imagine his wedding, okay?
It's going to be a jump. It's going to be, hey, you can imagine the dress. It's going to take the whole church. People are going to sit outside.
You know how people want a white tent for their wedding? I know. His dress would be a white tent.
Dude, that outfit was... Yo. Like, people made room. Like, we moved, bruh. Just so, like, some gaga can pass.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. But his life, man. He's super dope. Super, super dope.
I know, it was nice being a slay king for one weekend. it was nice, man.
Well, slaying. We are proud of yourself.
Do you have any pictures to show for your weekend?
Yeah. I didn't have time for my phone.
Bro. No, hey, then you didn't do it well. No. No selfie, no nothing.
I got a couple, but
did you go to the beach?
Interested. Yeah. Oh, man, there's nothing I didn't do.
Did you go to Ushaka Marine World?
Yes.
Did you go to Ayadini?
Did you also dive with the sharks?
No, we didn't go to Ayadini. But we went to some car wash there. And we didn't sleep at Zimbabwe, no.
Okay, cool. I'm just checking. I get that we were taking boxes. Yeah.
But other than that, Durban July, if you're going there to have fun, is a waste of money. It's a waste of money. People spend so much money, right?
Look, I think you can go.
So you're going, if you're going there to have fun, it's a waste of money.
That's a waste of money.
Look, you can go once off. I don't think make it a religion.
Okay.
Yeah, once off experience is cool. And
but here's the MacGyver going back. Yeah, but here you are going back and back and back. As much as last week, you're like, that thing is the same. But look at you, you had fun. You know?
But I wasn't spending my money. I know ways I'm not going to spend money.
Do you think we should start a...
better things to do with my money.
Mm-hmm. A GoFundMe / buy us coffee / fund to have a tent at the Durban July next year.
Imagine.
And have a podcast and chill
imagine.
Tent.
Imagine.
And it's bottles.
Yo! Yeah.
Oh, with us, it's coffees. Well.
Yeah. That'll be dope.
That'll be dope, hey?
I like
that.
Like,
you know.
So we can start now, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
One coffee at a time.
One coffee at a time.
Ish. But maybe next day is a bit of a, we are reaching. People will have my keys. We'll never have a tent. There on the corner. It just fits four people.
Four people. our mics there.
Yeah. It's
like, hey, this guy, you got a lady there at the restaurant. And then she wanted to go to the All White. So they went to... H&M and they bought an outfit.
Nice.
I'm like, yo.
Oh.
Welcome, Nandi.
Just like that. Hey?
No, but
so you couldn't go because you had no white outfits.
Ah, no, man, I don't give a shit. No, my yin.
Yo, Zulu is improved.
Hey, no, my. Hey, no, my yin. Like
there's a certain je ne sais quoi about how you speak your Zulu now. I'm impressed.
It's got this command of the Zulu language.
But on the real, ne? There are people who have money, like money. If somebody could drive his fleet of cars, 10 or 15 of them, and none of the cars are
cheap cars, eh?
Yeah.
I was about to say, none of them worth less than a million and a half. All of them from Mpumalanga to Durban. Firstly,
we're talking about your blesser now. He's having his moment, guys.
You gotta let us know, right?
Firstly, we're looking at V8 to V12 engines. The petrol there, when the car goes, half tank gone, type of vibes. somebody said, like, you know, there are certain things that happen in the July that you won't be able to do if every month you get a payslip.
True.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about the July. Well,
imagine if you don't have a payslip. Not because...
Find yourself a blast.
You know... Be a slay king, just like my Ben.
I was slaying. But I don't think I could live that lifestyle every weekend. No.
But there are people who do.
I was tired. That's when I was like, dude, I'm getting old, bro.
I think
Sunday, get high. When are we going home, guys?
I think I'm still fatigued. I was fatigued from when I got home on Saturday. In fact, on Saturday, I went home at 9 to go watch Boma Bena play and beat Egypt.
Big
shout out to the real Mabenas. Yes. How can we forget?
I left Greville at like 9 to go watch the soccer.
I think I was downing a bottle of champagne when they scored.
They scored or just before they scored?
Just before.
Okay.
And then I spilled it because out of excitement.
Yo.
But then we just got another one.
Oi.
How?
So you wasted. Listen to this lady. For a goal, eh? You spilled champagne for a goal.
Live goals.
Anyway, so as I was saying, where were you when you heard about Fresh?
You talk about today. I was at work.
Okay.
Because that's what I was telling you earlier on. Oh, and then we digressed. There was first the invitation by Caesar for him to come to Caesar's breakfast show on TV there. Cool. And then he went wearing his Durban July outfit.
You saw him.
No, I saw pictures. And then...
Let's actually try to call him. Get him on the show, on the podcast.
Okay, let's wait.
No, speak. Continue.
Oh, okay, cool. And then there was a statement that he brought out that I read. And then at about 4 o'clock, I was at work compiling a report. And I just saw a tweet that SABC has dismissed DJ Fresh.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
I remember last week when he was.
Remember I told you guys.
Yes.
Remember I told you. From
I know
beginning.
You had predictions last week. You predicted the score for Bafana Bafana, you know.
Hey.
Can't. He's on voicemail. I'm sure he's been getting.
Obviously, everybody's blowing up his phone.
Yeah. But now I'm sure he's got more than enough time to come and chill and do the interview.
Yeah, or maybe you can just tell him, like, please just recommend me.
Yeah, but remember I told you guys.
What, that Fresh must recommend you?
No. Oh. That if it was just a suspension, he was meant to
1 week, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
1 week,
yeah.
Slap in the wrist.
Yeah.
But
it was too long.
It was too long.
Yeah.
And I think someone in management
does not like him.
Does not like him. Yeah. Pissed someone off. Because there's no need
but
to fire.
But I think also
it's
money,
not a fireable
guys.
Offense. Come on.
Money. Also.
Maybe it will look, on the part of the SABC, they're saving a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Not that exactly. It's going to help them, but one coffee at a time. Look at us.
You know?
Where do you think he's going next?
I like the whole stint with Greg Maloka on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where they were in Durban somewhere. Probably signing, because I think they're business partners of sorts.
So they look like this.
Yeah.
So
signing like a
yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like Fresh had just concluded a Kai FM deal. Yeah. Kind of vibe. So that got the internet crazy bruh.
Yeah.
But logically speaking right now, if I was a programs manager, no disrespect, no hate to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is not personal.
So he's only unemployed for a month because he's back 1st of August. I'm clocking 2 years.
If I was 947, I'd be like, yo, come.
Mm. Yeah.
How much were they giving you?
Mm.
And they can afford it, bro.
I'll put in some more to it.
Mm.
They can afford him. But okay. I don't think he wants to... will you record them? But I don't think he wants to lose the black audience, though.
But that's what 947 has now. I think the bulk of their identity has moved to urban, hip, trend-setting.
Yeah, we know that because we work in the industry. But there's still that...
Yeah.
Does Fresh not know that?
He does. Mamela. There's still a myth that it's a white station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numbers prove otherwise, yeah. But there's still a myth.
But obviously, Fresh, being in the game, knows what the station is about and where the station is headed.
And that's why I'm saying I think he's going to Kaya, because I don't think he'd want to lose the black audience.
But you never know, Len. You never know.
Or you can start your own YouTube channel.
That's the way to go, exactly.
I still think logically it makes sense for him to go to 947 Netronyes in terms of
yo,
numbers.
Yo, if they've got Fresh.
Because they've got Anele and
yo,
Fresh on the
exactly.
Other side. It's over.
Rap, yeah. But they've been wanting him for years, though. Mm. Like, even before he went to 5, they wanted him. They've been wanting him for years.
Who wouldn't want Fresh?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no, man.
Who wouldn't want... Oh, Metro. But,
but you see, all the greatest DJs get fired. Just saying that.
You know?
Out there. You're not a legend until you've been fired.
Exactly. Here we have our very own legend.
Name three. Name
Karen,
three. Okay.
Fresh.
Fejo was fired.
Fresh.
Fejo was fired of you.
Yeah, but how many times has he been fired?
You know?
I think it's Fejo then me in terms of...
Yeah. Mac G.
No. It's Fejo Chili M.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you are bubbling
oh,
under
I
there,
you come
over there. Yeah. The newcomer of the year in the firing squad
the
goes
firing
to
squad.
Meg G.
But it was nice to see like people talking about radio for a change, you know, because it never trains.
It never trains, hey.
You know, but it was nice for like.
So what's going to be the? What are they going to say now? Who's going to come and replace Fresh?
They're probably going to get Thomas. And then they'll take someone from Weekends
to do Thomas's show.
How about this band?
You know?
Of course.
Hey. And then?
Who doesn't want a job?
Code.
Imagine, guys. Imagine.
The game's changed, though.
How?
It's not about talent anymore. It's about who you know. So I don't know anyone.
And you know everybody. Look at you. You're just about
you
to
know,
call him.
You were name
you
dropping.
Know?
Yeah. Julius Malema.
I'm calling him. Like, right now. Like,
come
how?
On.
I don't know anyone at Metro.
Look, maybe you go and then, like, you negotiate on some, like, yeah, I'll do the breakfast show. And then, you know, to add a bit of flavor to it, you call it Mac on Metro.
You know? Mac on Metro, you know?
Because everybody seems to... And your show will have your name to it, just like Fresh Breakfast.
You know?
See? Mac on Metro.
Mac on Metro.
No, man. Obviously, I'll do it in a heartbeat. Fuck, who wouldn't want to be in Metro?
Hopefully, they don't get rid of you in a heartbeat.
And I'm for a month-to-month contract.
Yeah, you'll give you a month-to-month.
Yeah.
That's dope. That would be dope.
You know?
So, we tried 947. It didn't work. Maybe we must try Metro. Maybe that
Metro,
can
yeah? Mm. That Mac on Metro, like a hashtag,
yeah, hashtag
Metro.
Mac on Metro.
Oh! Imagine that. MacGyver, you never know. Just like you teach.
And then we both gone. Podcast. Then it becomes Podcast and Chill with the
ghost lady.
The end. And people just see a black screen because, it kills the. Now they get to see.
Never leave the podcast.
So, yeah,
you'd never leave.
Never.
You'd
so
never
get tweeting there and hashtag Mac on Metro.
Imagine if my ECC is one of the subscribers, my E and is like they're pushing. I want to hear Mac on Metro.
Huh? Mac on Metro.
You know?
A fresher approach to your mornings.
Hey! No more flavor.
I it's wishful thinking, but I doubt nothing.
Let's see. We started with one coffee. We are
hey,
on 23.
You never know. Hey,
this I'm telling you, dog. You need to know someone. You need to connect.
Oh well, but let's try.
But Mac G, greater things await. Huh? You never know. You never know.
If all else fails, you've got your own YouTube channel.
You know exactly. You're on the likes of the Marawas of this world. Hey. You see the numbers that you'll be bringing. Hey?
Yeah.
17,000. Yeah?
All the people from the podcast move with you to Metro. Mm. Kind of vibes. Yeah.
Who would you give breakfast to, Metro, now?
It's so tricky.
I think Bad Boy T would kill it, bruh.
And I've heard him. I've heard him in the mornings. Like
he's not bad.
He's not
bad.
Yeah.
But... He's not there's bad something. For you. There's. He's not bad anymore.
Exactly. He's.
Get Thomas, you know.
Yeah, he's Thomas. Like he's no more
I
bad boy.
I must my colleagues.
You
eh?
Know. Yay! Ba 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 ba.
No.
Yeah,
oh
you can't
snap!
Be there.
Actually. And like this is it. Like I think Metro is just wasting time.
Yeah.
And I mean this is written in the books.
Uh-huh.
You've got Mac in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You've got Dineo Ranaka.
Uh-huh.
You've got Bad Boy T.
Yes.
And Pel Mudia Die.
Yebo.
You've got More Flavor.
Uh-huh.
You've got YFM. The best of YFM.
Wow. Actually, hey. Actually.
Shit.
Okay, we can take Bad Boy T out.
The rest, we'll start together.
That's the crop of YFM 2008 to about 2012.
Oh, yeah.
When YFM used to run this town.
Oh. Mm. When I used to listen to Y.
Yeah, so now Metro can run this country.
You know?
Yep. Make radio great again.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I get what do subscribers keep telling me? I must speak things into existence.
Existence, exactly. Exactly. Speak it.
Speak to the universe.
Speak it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you shall receive it.
So first of August, I'm starting my new show.
Mac on Metro. Imagine. Oh my God, that'll be so exciting.
A fresher approach.
You know.
To breakfast.
No more flavor.
remember earlier on we were speaking about numbers and TV and stuff.
Mm.
So the equivalent of RAMs in radio. The Thames.
The Thames, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What are they called? Full name.
I think it's television something something.
The Thames. I think so. Google.
Yeah.
Thames.
Okay, Thames. Yeah. What about Thames?
What about them?
We'll play a game.
Oh.
Couch potato. The numbers have come up. Thames. What are they called? Thames. Yeah. Fuck it. Anyway. So the numbers have come out. I'm gonna read out a shirt. You must tell me how many viewers you think they have.
Oh,
we're ready for that. I know Len is gonna lose this one because he barely watches South African TV. All right, here we go. It is time to play Couch Potato.
Couch Potato.
Yes, right here on Podcasting Chill. The Mabenas are back. What's good? What's good? What's happening?
Googling the Rams already.
All right, cool. Here we go. Let's start with DSTV. Top three shows, here they are. Number three, Date My Family. How many views do you think they have? Date My Family.
It's just around 800,000.
I was just about to say about maybe a middle point.
947,000 views.
I was close.
But I thought it would be more. It's forever trending.
Yeah.
So people who are watching it, and people who are on their phones pretty much would account for people who can afford certain bouquets on DSTV.
Compact.
And above.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm. So if you do those numbers, I think DSTV is sitting on, what is it, 12 million subscribers.
Oh.
Mm.
And you start understanding that at that time, there's other shows that take place that people are interested in. There's sports that takes place around that time that people are interested in. Mm-hmm. So off of that 12 million, it does not necessarily translate to like 2 million or 4 million or 5 million people watching Date My Family at the same time.
And now there's DSTV Now. That's my best friend.
That yes.
Oh, yeah. And then you get those watchers who watch on Twitter. And not
yeah.
Our Perfect Wedding.
It's just over 1.1.
1.5.
985. Ooh. 86.
Oh, it's close again.
Wow.
All right. And The Queen. This is the most watched show on DSTV.
Are you still?
Mm.
Didn't the numbers drop? You see, I'd guess like on the lens numbers now. 800.
800.
Yeah.
No, why, it can't be.
Did it fall off?
No, it can't be. It has to be above 900.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's number one.
Because it's number one. So it's either 1.1.
Hey, look who did Metz Lit.
Hey.
No. Yay! It was just called mathematics.
Yay! Tata!
Shit, I actually realized I've been out of school for 17 years.
Wow.
Oh, Len.
So I could have started grade one when I finished matric.
You know,
I would be finishing matric. 1.2 million.
1.3.
Wow. Do you want SABC one? Should I do SABC one?
Oh, I don't know anything in SABC one.
Okay, SABC one, scheme sum. Take a guess.
3 million.
You go, lady.
Does it hit there?
Go sleep, take a guess.
800.
8.5 milli. 8.5 milli.
It's free television. You see now the dynamics change because I've got a TV and it's freely available and I don't pay my TV
generations
license.
The legacy.
Well, TV so license.
12.
12 mil. You go lady.
Okay, 8.
And you're correct. 8.8 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one.
And the most watched show on SABC One is Uzalo.
Uzalo.
Yeah. 10.
You go, Slade.
14.
9.6.
Mm. That's close.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, so if you get on Uzalo, so, you're done.
Hey.
Done with the game.
You
so
know?
I go back to the point that I made in the beginning. Were there any sports shows there?
No.
All right, let's go to.
You.
ETV? Do you want to know on ETV?
Yeah, we can try.
We can try it. Mm. Backstage.
Say yes, there could be our next employer.
For what? Wrestling.
WWE is the Megadown. They don't have. They don't have wrestling anymore, do they?
Oh, it moved. I think to
Super Sport. Yeah.
Mm, it's moved to Super Sport. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he would know.
Top three, Rhythm City.
4.
Two.
Yeah, Lynn's right, 4.7 million.
Wow.
Scoop Network, which is that? What's that?
Maybe it's where Scoop. Scoop.
Everybody's got a channel.
Scoop Network, is that where they sell like useless things that you don't need?
No, that's in the morning. That's Lillian Dube and Desmond Dube in the You know that nonsense is enough to make you want to go to work if you're sick. You switch on TV. Death is part of our everyday life. But with clientele life, you will leave a lasting legacy.
Fuck it, let me go to work.
Okay, you know what? And this is, I'm going,
It's like when I was in high school, remember Verimark?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Everything. Scoop Network is like.
Where they used to sell knives, washing machines, yo, yonki, like what? Everything, bruh.
Mm.
That's clientele has got the market.
Yeah.
The what do they the infomercials market?
Yeah.
It's owned by clientele.
So that's 4.7. Scandal, the most watched show on ETV. Take a guess. This is the last
7.
And you go, lady.
10.
6.7 million.
Mm.
That's a lot. So basically, you just gotta get on a soapy and you're done.
And you're done.
I guess.
Yeah.
As we sit here.
I mean, imagine if I was on The Queen. You know how many subscribers would have?
Yeah.
Who would you be
on Scandal?
Who would you be on The Queen?
Myself.
Okay, so
I've been trying to find a storyline for him, but it's not working.
Like as yourself.
Maybe if he becomes a Petronella.
Maybe Shaga wants to.
No, Petronella Mjaga Jaga's child.
Stand by.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. Empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.